9 people have pleaded guilty or have been indicted in connection with alleged bid rigging and other corruption charges involving some of Governor Cuomo's economic development programs. They face trial later this year. The scandals come amid rising tensions between Cuomo and the legislature, and it's playing out as his economic development chair, Buffalo businessman Howard Zemsky, faced intense questioning by lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle.
Good morning, Commissioner. Thanks for being here. How's it going so far?
Going good. I'm wide awake. Good.
Legislators grilled Zemsky on the troubled tax-free startup program, which Cuomo subsumed into another economic development program in his new budget, after a report showed the program created just 408 jobs so far. Assemblyman Robin Schimminger is a Democrat from the Buffalo area.
The governor's executive budget proposed a transmogrification of the program from Startup New York into another program called Excelsior Business Program.
Right.
Addie Jenny, a Democrat from Watertown, asked why Startup was rebranded after the Cuomo administration spent nearly $50 million taxpayer dollars advertising the program.
I don't know why we would go ahead and abandon a name that we spent so much time and money on bringing awareness to, not only in this state, but in this nation and likely a global reach as well. That concerned me.
Zemsky sat through most of the questioning, quietly defending the programs, but his temper finally flared under scrutiny by Assemblyman Fred Thiel, a Republican from Long Island. Thiel says the Tax Foundation still ranks New York 49th among the 50 states for high taxes, and he needled Zemsky over the Regional Economic Development Councils, which have given out $4.6 billion over the past 6 years, accusing the councils of cronyism because many of the projects awarded benefit the board members' business organizations.
I'm just saying that creates the appearance of inside dealing.
Zemsky protested that the charges are unfair, really at one point banging his fist really on the table.
The fact that we have 10 amazing economic development plans has been such a dramatic step forward. It's indescribable. I'd love to see the economic development plan for the state or any of the regions that any of you are in from 10 years ago. Show me that economic development plan.
Zemsky, after 3.5 hours of questions, faced reporters where he was asked about the disconnect between how the Cuomo administration and state lawmakers view the success of the economic development programs.
Some people are very political and, you know, they want to call success failure. I can't really account for that. And I can't really, I'd need a degree in psychiatry or psychology to be able to explain it. But I don't have that, so I don't know.
By Albany standards, this is a real oversight hearing. They're asking real questions about how public funds are being spent.
John Caney with Reinvent Albany, a coalition of government reform groups, was scheduled to testify later in the day.
They're edging around the big emperor has no clothes moment, which is that the state can't show that these programs work. And it's something that the budget watchdog groups and transparency groups have now been saying for a while.
Reinvent Albany is calling for greater oversight of the economic development programs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.